Blog Talk Radio.
Adam came up.
Welcome to the Voice Sports Radio Show, episode 25. That's right, 25 episodes down, and we are in here to win it. As always, a full rundown on everything that's going on in the DMV area just for you. We got a big show in front of you. We want to get everything going on the right path. Already set to come and talk to you. My man Coach Crow is in the house. We also got a special guest, my man Charles Lowe II, said to come on and talk to you a little bit. And it's always, you know, my man with a mission. Next prep's on. Gentleman Jim Ratcliffe. Gentleman Jim, you in the house? All right. CeeLo. Hey, what's going on? Who we got on the line?
What's happening, bro? You know you got...
All right, what's going on? What's going on? Welcome to the 25th episode of the Voice Sports Radio Show. Who we got on the line with us right now?
Your intern.
Oh, what's going on, man? Go intern, that's my intern. I know you always in the house.
Hey, Uncle Harry's definitely in the building, bro.
Always good to go.
Dinner. You know, doing the best job a girl could ever ask for.
A millionaire in the building.
Pretty good life.
Always an interesting week. I'm a little behind the clock myself, but we're going to keep things going as always. Uncle Harry, what you got for me? Give me a rundown for the jungle off the break.
Hey, bro, right off the break. Let me hit you like this for a second. You know I'm in the house, man. Let me tell you what's going on. Hey, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to all the coaches, the assistants, the water people, the trainers, the band members, the boosters, the supporters, the cooks, the clothes washers, the rides, the friends, and all the family members of all these athletes we got out here. Because it takes a whole support system to get these kids to these games and all the cheerleading competitions. So I want to give a shout-out to all of them.
No doubt.
All right, second of all, like last week, I kind of hip you guys with what's going on up here. Train Great Fitness is still holding that 3-on-3 basketball academy for kids 5 to 20 from September to October 24th. I'm sorry, that's 12 September to October 24th. Then they're having another one from 11 November to 19 December, and you can go to Jefferson County Parks and Rec site to get more information.
Okay.
Now, bruh. Let me give you the breakdown on football up here, all right?
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. The Hedgesville Eagles lost to the Jefferson Cougars Friday night by a score of 40-33. This brings the Eagles to a record of 2-2, and the Cougars are looking at a record of 1-2. Wood High travels to Hedgesville this week, and the Jefferson Cougars have traveled to Sarando on Friday night. Our Musselman Appleman, they ran over Greenbriar 62-8. Coach 62. Thomas is happy because this is the third time this season they had a commanding victory like that, man. And they sit in second place in the rankings in the Eastern Panhandle with a 3-1 record. So, yeah.
That's not the same team that scored 71 last week, is it?
Yeah.
Lord,
yeah.
Man. What?
Yeah, bro, they came to party. They straight came
back
to party. All right, we got the Washington Patriots. They lost to Morgantown last week, 42-7. The Patriots are 0-4 this year. They still looking for their first win. This week, the Patriots and the Appleman have a bye. All right, Last but not least, well, I got two teams left. All right, the Springmill Cardinals, they got ran over by the Bulldogs, the Martinburg Bulldogs, man, 69-7.
Okay.
Seriously. All right,
wow.
Spring Mills is 1-3 this season. The Cardinals play the Southern Rams this weekend. The Bulldogs are 4-0, and they still sit on top of the power rankings here in Eastern Panhandle. This Friday night, they have their biggest game because they play against Morgantown, and Morgantown are 4-0 also.
Mm.
Yeah, so they fighting to see who stay on top of the pile. You know how it is in the jungle, man.
Hey, I see the competition is hot and heavy and ready to rock steady.
Yes, sir. Oh, and, bro, last week I did hit you up on a little bit of information about the York Generals and the IFL. They're doing the childhood cancer awareness.
Right.
And I didn't have a place for you guys to contact someone. So if you're a vendor or you want to become a vendor for this event, you want to know information about the event, the exact location and everything, you can talk to Rob. You can hit him up at robk80, all lowercase, at hotmail.com. All right? That's
robk80
at hotmail.com.
Hey, how about you create a post and put it on the Voice Sports page so all the listeners that come to follow the radio show will run right into that information as well?
Sure enough, bro. I put it on there tonight.
Tag a digital email to the page, and we make that happen.
I got you, bro. Much love, man. That's a lot of love.
Hey, come on. That's what we do. I need you to hang on the line for a minute. We're going to go to our first commercial break, and we're going to come back with Derwin Dean O'Neill and my man, the Go Millionaire. We're going to talk about some boxing. We supposed to do it last week, but we didn't get it done. You good?
We good, bro.
All right, let's rap Majestic.
Looking for football? Looking for football news at every level? Then look no further. The National Sports Report and NSRFootball.com are proud to present NSR Sports Radio. Join your host, Coach P, as we break down the trending topics in the NFL, the NCAA, high school football, youth football, and beyond. Also joining us are former NFL quarterback Akili Smith and Coach David Riley in our Ask the Duck segment. These two guys have over 25 years of football experience, and they are waiting to share it with you. Join all the action every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the National Sports Report. Football news at every level.
Coach Lombardi, Coach Shula, Coach Landry, Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit USAFootball.com, the official youth football partner of the NFL.
You said keep it PG-13? Oh, okay, I got you. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Put Voice Sports up in your internet browser as Voice Sports Radio comes to you every Thursday night right here on the National Sports Report. That's right. Don't forget to download the podcast at www.nsrfootball.com. Call in tonight. That's right. 646-668-2526. Be a part of the Hotline Bling. Let's go. Getting ready to get it in as always. Coach Derwin Dean O'Neill, you online? Go Millionaire, what's up, man?
What's going on, Wayne?
Talk to me, man. We in the corner on the Voice Sports Radio Show. We're going to hit a rundown of what you got going on.
Man, ain't too much. We, I know next month we get ready for this October 15th fight. It's a cancer awareness fight at the gym, at the last
right.
round gym.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Dino. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Come on, talk to me.
Okay.
What
yeah,
you got on?
Ready for the fight on the 15th, October 15th at the gym in Waldorf. Come on out, support us. You know,
okay.
I hope to be fighting on that card as well.
You going to throw the hands, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got to call
you know
that fight.
You
got to call that fight.
You got to come there. You got to come there and see us work out.
That'll work. That'll definitely work. Man, so many great things going on with the whole boxing scenario and everything that's taking place. I'm excited to have you on staff and to be able to bring a boxing aspect to what we do here at the Voice Sports Radio Show. Man, with us actually getting ready to
favorite NFL players. Upgrade with stars from the past and present. And dominate your rivals on the field. This is the next level of fantasy football. This is where the season never ends. This is where legends are made. This is Madden Ultimate Team.
Coach Lombardi. Coach Shula. Coach Landry. Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit USAFootball.com, the official youth football partner of the NFL.
You said keep it PG-13? Okay, I got you. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Put Voice Sports up in your internet browser as Voice Sports Radio comes to you every Thursday night right here on the National Sports Report. That's right. Don't forget to download the podcast at www.nsrfootball.com. Call in tonight. That's right. 646-668-2526. Be a part of the Hotline Bling. Let's go. Let's get this thing right, man. We got a rocket like we supposed to. Come on, check it to me. We got this thing going. We on the crack like that. Gotta work. The Voice Sports Radio Show, man. We was already talking to my man, Joe the Millionaire, about some great boxes getting ready to take place. Also, on the line, my man, Coach James Crow. Coach Crow.
And how it's happening. What's
come on,
what's
man.
Happening?
You know what it is. Hey, look, it's the 21st show, and it's going on like neck bones there, man. Phone switches and lines dropping and everything popping. We're going to keep it going because I know you got some good news coming out tomorrow. Talk to me.
Yeah, man. You know, for the 25th show, you know we had to do something big for the 25th show. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to announce the Capital City Seahawks 2016 All-Star List. Can we do that?
Yes,
can we do that?
Do it.
Okay, well, what we got? I got about 12 to 14 guys. You know what I mean? So we're going to start off. You know this guy, the monster, number 19, James Boyd. You know what I mean?
Talking right now.
had a great season. Had a great. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
catch me.
You just dropped.
There you go.
Hello?
Yeah,
you
good?
Got me?
8 seconds. I got you.
All right. And then we got, number, like I said, got number 19, James Boyd. Then number 10, Chris Hixon. This guy got about 20 sacks, man. He is killing it this season.
Right.
Then we got number 3, Darrell Givens, out there catching all the picks, doing big things this season. And then we got a new guy to the team, Abadeo Ojo, the Nigerian Nightmare is what we want. They want us to call
Come
him.
On, double A. Yeah.
Double A, you know, so you got to do what we got to do. And then, let me tell you, man, then we got our running back, two-time All-Star, Akil Smalley, number 28, doing big things this season. Got about 800 yards rushing, really killed them this year. Then we got the rookie, newcomer, running back, Keith Dickens, man, number 16. This kid is electric, man. Like, boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. The man is electric. You know what I mean? Then we got comeback. We got one of our middle linebacker, man. He really came in and really improved this season, man. Ivory Coker, number 54. Where's the 54 for his mom? You know what I mean? He passed away at the age of 54. So that's why he wears the 54. And then, you know, we got that QB, man. Mike Wilson, number 5. You know, out there tearing it up. And then you got to give love to the O-line, man. Big Jason Garrett, number 77, doing big things. And then you still got to get some more love to the O-line. Our center, Christian Boma, number 51, pushing people around, that ground crew. You know what I'm saying? That ground crew. And then you got to go back to the receivers. Number 1, Mr. Fantastic, Mr. Electric himself, Raymond Mack. You know what I'm saying? And then we got the captain, the player rep, guy that kind of helps hold it all together, Terrence Pete. Number 1, linebacker, defensive end, safety, whatever we need him at, you know what I'm saying, to round out the all-stars. And then we got 2 special teams picks this year. Harold Smith, number 34, our special teams captain, put in work on every special teams that was out there, every team. And then we got newcomer, our fullback, special team standout, and just straight up like knocking people out, Brandon Stark-Harden, who's also an Army MP. So he's getting it done on the field and for the country. So that rounds out our 2016 Capital City Seahawks All-Stars. And, man, just like to congratulate these guys because they do big things. They were doing big things this season. Yeah, man. So that's what it is, man. And be just ready to take it into the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm ready to hook this chrome mic up I got, man. I'm ready to hook it up and see how that thing bang it bang. They got light on it and everything. I'm gonna save it for the Seahawks game.
Oh yeah, we gonna that's a good game to use that. Yeah, it's a good game to use that. Yeah,
we're gonna take advantage of that. I appreciate you coming on, and as always, putting the information down. You want to shout out the webpage one time, so anyone who's trying to get some tickets or paraphernalia, because I got a nice jersey. That thing off the chain. You got to check out that Seahawks color scheme. Bananas. Hey.
Yes, sir. You know, they know what it is. It's a 3Ws, CapCityHawks.com. You know, 3Ws, CapCityHawks.com. And you know how to reach us. We're going to put this all-star list up tonight. And don't forget, man, first playoff game, Woodrow Wilson High School, 7 p.m., October 1st. We don't know who we playing yet. They got the game this weekend to find out who we playing. But, you know, wherever it is, they're going to get this work.
You know, that's right. Got to be ready.
Yes,
as always, a pleasure to have you all, Cuz Crow. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with more of the Voice Sports Radio Show right here on the National Sports Report.
Yes, sir.
Looking for football news at every level? Then look no further. The National Sports Report and NSRFootball.com are proud to present NSR Sports Radio. Join your host, Coach P, as we break down the trending topics in the NFL, the NCAA, high school football, youth football, and beyond. Also joining us are former NFL quarterback Akili Smith and Coach David Riley, in our Ask the Duck segment. These two guys have over 25 years of football experience, and they are waiting to share it with you. Join all the action every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the National Sports Report. Football news at every level.
Coach Lombardi, Coach Shula, Coach Landry, Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit USAFootball.com, the official youth football partner of the NFL.
You said keep it PG-13? Oh, okay, I got you. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Put Voice Sports up in your internet browser as Voice Sports Radio comes to you every Thursday night right here on the National Sports Report. That's right. Don't forget to download the podcast at www.nsrfootball.com. Call in tonight. That's right. 646-668-2526. Be a part of the Hotline Bling. Let's go.
Collect your favorite NFL players. Upgrade with stars from the past and present. And dominate your rivals on the field. This is the next level of fantasy football. This is where the season never ends. This is where legends are made. This is Madden Ultimate Team.
Let's go, and just like we supposed to, man. The Voice Sports Radio Show on the airways right here, NSR. I got two great guests I want to introduce you to. The Twins of Hamilton Tigers, along with my good friend, my man, my mellow, so from NYSR himself, my man Kenny Long. Kenny, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Wayne. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I can't complain. It's been a topsy-turvy start, but we're going to finish strong. I get a chance to introduce you to two of the hottest linebackers on the JV level, my man Jason and Jalen Robinson, along with my man Kenny Long himself. You have been entertained. What's good? What's happening down south with you, Kenny?
What's up, sir?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Nothing much.
Kenny, you okay over there?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Man, interesting to be able to watch you guys get out there and play and do your thing for Hamilton. You're holding it down in such an amazing way. Your pictures blew up something crazy on the internet, and I wanted to introduce you to my man Kenny Law from NYSR. Kenny is one of the best announcers outside of myself that I've heard in a long time, besides my man Charles Lowe, the second who we were scheduled to have him in the house. I don't know if we can get him online or if he is online. But Kenny, for those people who don't know who you are, Kenny, can you introduce yourself a little bit, tell them a little about yourself and how they can follow you and your show? All right, we lost Kenny. All right, so let's go with Jalen Dick. How's school going, guys?
School's fine. I'm doing all my work, getting good grades.
You sound excited. How does it feel to play for Hamilton and you guys get the attention that you've been able to get? I know practice. Kenny?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Finally been able to get it right. I wanted to be able to introduce you to these two great linebackers from Hamilton at the same time and for them to be able to know who you are so we're conspiring about what they do down south with you. Jalen, Jason, two great Robertson, the two great linebackers from Hamilton. I wanted to introduce you guys to Kenny Long from NYSR. Kenny, can you tell me a little about yourself so we can set the table for this conversation?
Sure, absolutely. So NYSR is National Youth Sports Radio. We do national broadcasts of youth football all over the nation. Anywhere that anybody asks for me, they can get a hold of me by the website at nationalyouthsportsradio.com. Most people recognize me from Tifa Radio, Texas Youth Football Association, being followed by the show Friday Night Tights on Esquire Network.
Right.
So that's where things really kind of took off and launched to NYSR. We're happy about that. Football season is full swing here in the fall season. We're ready to get things settled up and ready to go for the off season as we get into the tournament season.
Yeah, see, when you got all that stuff, them type of credentials right there, I wanted to introduce you to the Twins. The Twins have really impressed me. One plays left outside, one plays right outside. Gentlemen, what school you currently go to now?
I go to Card Machine.
You going to Card? Okay. And the grades are on point. If you ever get a chance to get some video on Kenny, I'm gonna send you some. These two guys are dynamic. They got an outstanding nose for the ball, and identical. The only thing different between them is the one that separates their numbers, 14 and 15. I want everybody listening to the show to not only get a chance to find out more about Kenny and support him and see what he got going on down south, because that's my brother from another football mother, and to have the spotlight players from this side that will help you spread word for what they're doing down there with you. Kenny, I look forward to getting the opportunity to sit down and maybe holler at you on your show on your end to try and do some other things networking-wise. But as far as I know right now, these two linebackers right here are the bee's knees out of nine.
Thank you, sir.
And you know what? I've heard the names, and I've seen a couple of clips here and there. And by all means, send me some clips, Wayne, that you've got so I can take a little closer look. I'd be really excited to possibly see them in maybe one of the tournaments that we do throughout the nation during the off season.
I know that's right. Hey, that would definitely work. I'm going to get you that information. Hey, Twins, keep rocking them out. We're going to be able to do some great things at Select Elite Championship Football, taking over up here, doing some great things. I'm happy to have had all of you on the show one time. It was a little rough. We're having some tough times with technical difficulties, but we're going to champion through it because that's how we do it, you know?
Yes,
absolutely.
Right. There it is. So first time here on the show, ladies and gentlemen, the Twins, and, of course, my man Kenny Long, follow him at NYSR. I'll be posting his information as well. Kenny, as always, feel free to put it on the Voice Sports page and let my town be your town and your town be my town, and it always go there when it's football around, you know?
You know it, Wayne. I'll definitely do that.
All right. Thank you guys for coming on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back with the man from Urban Sports Beat, my man, Troy Hackley, and a special guest, Jamar, the X-Button Williams. You are listening to the Voice Sports Radio Show right here on the National Sports Report. Let's ride.
You said keep it PG-13? Oh, okay, I got you. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Put Voice Sports up in your internet browser as Voice Sports Radio comes to you every Thursday night right here on the National Sports Report. That's right. Don't forget to download the podcast at www.nsrfootball.com. Call in tonight. That's right. 646-668-2526. Be a part of the Hotline Bling. Let's go.
Coach Lombardi, Coach Shula, Coach Landry, Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit USAFootball.com, the official youth football partner of the NFL.
Favorite NFL players. Upgrade with stars from the past and present. And dominate your rivals on the field. This is the next level of fantasy football. This is where the season never ends. This is where legends are made. This is Madden Ultimate Team.
For the minor technical difficulties, we're going to work through it. Also, we had scheduled to come and give us a call with my man, the biker boy, Josh Johnson from Woodgrove Wolverines himself. He wasn't able to get it done. But what we did do is bring you someone better, the electrifying, the one you can't be denying, Jamal, the X-Button Williams. What's up, Jamal?
How you doing?
Hey, man, always good to see you doing your thing, man. You know I'm one of your biggest fans. I ain't going to say it like that, but you know what time it is.
Yeah.
Hey, had the privilege to watch you develop and come up through grassroots, and that's when I had a chance to see you play the first time. I wanted you to get a chance to talk about how not only, you know, your work with football, but your wrestling thing as well. But there's a special guest I want you to help tell it to. A good friend of mine from Urban Sports Beat, the man, the myth, the legend, my boy, Troy Halfley. Troy, you on the line? Where Troy at? Come on. Okay. We're going to keep it rocking. Anyway, Jamal, what school you going to right now? What school you going to right now? Talk to me.
I go to South Carroll. Public school 2A in Maryland, Carroll County.
All right. You like it out there? How's things going?
Yeah, I love it out here. Like, we got some big line that's Brooklyn in the block. I'm getting it done in the classroom first. I'm loving it.
And that's what I expect when I holler at you. I know you're always about your business. That's why I always enjoy sharing both the accolades and a lot of the hard work that it takes for you to be able to do the things you do, and for you, one of the first things for you to say is the emphasis on classwork is just imperative for other young players to hear that and understand that that's a huge part of getting to the next level. Along with you playing football, you're involved with the wrestling program, I understand.
Yes. I'm a two-time state champ right now. Going for a third state title my senior year.
What? What's your weight class?
This year I'm going 180. I'm going 182. My sophomore year I went at 138. Junior year I went at 160.
Wow. Now see, stuff like this that's taking place, so often people get caught up now with all the news about all the drama and everything that's going on. I would really, really, really love for people to understand there's a lot of positive young men out here doing their thing and X button is definitely a definition of that. I call them the X button because if you ever seen them run and you ever played PlayStation, you know how some people run and they hold the controller, but if they hit the X button and run just a little faster, that's Jamal. So just understand when you see the highlight videos, you see the photographs, and usually people 10 to 15 yards behind him, it's because he pushed the X button. Is that right, Jamal?
Yes, sir.
Hey, now, another side of it, outside of the classwork, the academics, the football, and down to wrestling, and you said you're on South Carroll County, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Along with that, what type of workout regimen do you actually use? Do you monitor what you eat? Do you have like a training plan, or you just pop up and just do what you gotta do? I know it's hard work.
I live three times a week. I eat right. Make sure like I keep a lot of hydration. I keep a lot of water, Gatorade. Stay hydrated. I'm trying to keep my body real healthy. Take a lot of ice baths and try to maintain my health and stuff and just play good.
Okay, that'll work. But you know what? I'm glad you was able to continue the conversation because I believe we got Troy Hackley back. Troy, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hey, see, everything works out divinely. It might not be the way you wanted it to, but it works out in the end. Troy, always a pleasure to talk to you. One of the best in the business. I respect so much what you do. I wanted to turn you on to this young man, Jamal, the X button. I like to call him Williams. We just had a brief conversation about his stats and everything as far as him not only playing football, but two-time state wrestling champion?
Yes, sir.
And Gray's on point. You need to sit down and have a conversation with this man, Troy Hackley, and begin to talk a little more because there's a lot of great things that's taking place in Baltimore, and it's not necessarily in the private schools, but you can still be successful in the public school system. Am I right or am I wrong? Talk to me, Jamal.
Yes, sir.
Hey, my man said he loved it up there. Troy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, for all those people who are listening for the first time and don't know who you are and don't understand why I feel it's important that he get exposure and be able to know what you do in Baltimore, tell us a little more about yourself for the listeners out here at home.
Well, I host the number one youth sports show in Baltimore. It's called Urban Sports Beat. We air on this TV, which is part of the Fox 45 family and networks. You can catch Urban Sports Beat every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. on this TV, which is Comcast Channel 206, Verizon Channel 465. We cover
from
baseball, basketball, football, lacrosse, track and field, boxing, volleyball. And so if it's happening in Baltimore, we are there. We cover everything and everybody. Absolutely. And our show has been airing for the last 7 years. We're doing great work. I'm very passionate about what I do. And it's always about giving back.
Love it. I love it. I love it.
We want to get back to the young people.
And that's why I wanted to introduce you to Jamal. I know you guys share information or have the ability to see each other talk inside the chat group that formed the radio show, but I would really, really, really love for you to sit down and get a chance to meet Jamal. So this is the closest way I can put you two together where you can shake hands and say, hey, this is what I do and this is what you do, and I believe that you'll have some great stories and a lot of great things to come in the future, not only from Jamal, but a lot of the great kids out there in South Carroll County.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I just want to shine the light on it and keep it tight on it, you know?
I heard you talking about the top sports announcers. You didn't mention me, man.
You know what? Because I knew you were going to come on and put you there. How could I not have you on the marquee and we talking to some of the best around the country? You know what I'm saying? I could not do that. That would get me in trouble. I couldn't even enjoy my hot dog.
Hey, Wayne, you know it's always about staying humble and staying low.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, and we do it like nobody's business. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Troy. We got to get together, man, next time I slide up there, man.
Absolutely.
Take me on tour or something, see what's up in the studio.
No problem, brother.
Yeah, that's what's up. Jamal, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you, Troy. But right now, we get ready to run to the Thunder Rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, follow my man, Troy Hackley. Find out what's going on. Definitely one of the best in the business. Don't get it confused. If I said it, you can't lose. Let's go to the Rundown.
Kane is in the building.
The man coming in the building. What's happening, Wayne?
What's good, Thunder Man? Always good to hear you run down, man. Run down.
Oh, man. This week's rundown is dedicated to my student athletes. Coaches, y'all are doing a great job with these guys this year. But student athletes, let me ask you a question. How are your grades? Are you asking for help where you need it? You have to be humble. Please, guys, we don't want to see you off the field because of your grades. So, if you have a problem in biology, if you have a problem in math, trust me, algebra wasn't easy for most of us, for real. But if you really need some help, make sure you come out here and ask. Listen, I'll put myself out there. I may not be able to come to you, but we can link. FaceTime, however, Facebook video, I don't care. I can help you with your homework if you need it. But you got to reach out and ask. Be humble. Don't worry. Nobody's going to laugh at you. We'll respect you more in the end. And it will definitely work out for you because these colleges aren't playing. You got to have your grades up, y'all. You got to have the grades to get in. You might be the best player ever. But without that GPA, you're going to be the best player ever in the street. So please believe me. Please, please believe. If you need help, there's plenty of us out here who are willing to help you, who will actually do this for free because we believe in you. It don't take nothing but time. Parents, y'all reach out. If you know your athlete need help, please reach out. Andre Johnson, DJ Thunder, look me up. You can find me at the Voice Sports page. I got people, y'all. I got people right now that want to make sure these young men succeed. And do their best so they can get into some of the better schools. So we want to see the kids in our area flourishing, doing well in the NCAA and possibly the NFL. We got to be the foundation for them to succeed. So in order to do that, we have to step up and say, hey, let's help them. Each one, teach one. Now,
man, I love your heart, man. I love your heart. You always grinding for the kids, man, and that's why I love being beside you, man. You're a stand-up dude. I want to say that on the air. You're a stand-up dude. I listen to you talk at some of the preparatory meetings and a lot of things we talk about, and it really inspires me that you always focus on the kids, and that's why I respect you.
Well, I appreciate that, Wayne. And you know, anybody that can lend something to help these athletes succeed, reach out. Don't be afraid. It'll pay off for you in the end, spiritually, I promise you. You'll feel real good when you see your man on the field, you know, 15 tackles in one game, and you're looking like, wow, he went off this game. He wouldn't even have been there if he didn't pass his English.
Okay.
So remember, hey, each one teach one.
I got a special surprise for you, though, Thunder. You know, you haven't been able to do it the past couple of weeks because I had to play with the rotation of the outline, but yay! I'm going to go ahead and let you. There you go. Go ahead and give it a shout out. Wow, you whoop.
Hey, man, y'all don't know. I don't have no voice for real. I've been, like, down and out. So you saying that, they're kind of sizing me. I'm going to do it one more time.
No. Wow.
What's good, Thunder?
What's up, girl? How's it going out there in Frederick?
Pretty good. I'm actually right now watching the
the New England game right now.
Okay. Oh, me too. See, link up. There you go.
Right.
Bailey, go and take me to the crossroads.
Got you. All right. So I'm going to go back to last week's NFL scores. So we have the Jets come through with a 37-31 win over the Bills. And then Sunday we have the Saints lose by a field goal to the Giants, 13-16. A close game between the Lions and Titans. The Titans barely come through with a win of 16-15. The Cowboys had a 4-point lead over the Redskins with a score of 27-23. The Patriots had a closer game than expected, pulling off a 31-24 win over the Dolphins. My home team, my Ravens, came back at the end of the second half to beat the Browns 25-20. Cam Newton and the Panthers redeemed themselves from last week's game with a 46-27 win over the 49ers. Oh, that pass. Sorry, I'm distracted. The Steelers continued their undefeated pass with a 24-16 win over the Bengals.
Right.
Our Buccaneers get blown out 40-7 by the Cardinals.
Ooh, Darius was mad.
The Rams beat the Seahawks 9-3.
Right.
The Raiders take their L, losing to the Falcons 35-28.
That Rams-Seahawks game was actually pretty good. It was really low scoring, but it was well played.
Yeah, I agree. I did watch that game. The Jaguars lose by 4 touchdowns to the Chargers with a score of 38-14. The Broncos say what?
Go ahead.
Okay. The Broncos continue on their road to success without Peyton Manning, taking a 34-20 win over the Colts. That hurt a little bit because I like the Colts.
I know that's right.
The Packers and Vikings game was also pretty close. The Vikings won 17-14. And then we have, last but not least, Monday night, our Eagles had a first rough half, but they came back to beat the Bears, I believe, 29-14.
Right, they did.
And for our Texans and Patriots game, we have 0-0, and it's still the first quarter.
What's wrong with this score listing? It was a game missing in there. It had to have been a game missing in there. I don't remember hearing a certain score.
Well, my live stream just died, so I don't know what the score is now.
you said you remember? Oh, okay. So what was the score from the Steelers game?
I said the Steelers game was 24-16.
We went back to back.
You just wanted me to say that again. You're so mean to me.
Back to back. Hey, get used to it. It's going to be a long season.
Especially in fantasy football, I'm just saying.
Why are you always bringing up old stuff?
Oh, that catch was good.
Why are you bringing up old stuff? You're a tag team. You're like,
I'm the champion, my friend.
On the Patriots-Texans game, it is 0-0 with 6:48 left in the first.
Okay, we got a quick minute. Who do you think would be the best game to see this week? You think Philly got what it takes to beat us?
So what take to who?
You think Philadelphia can beat Pittsburgh this week?
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what you think. We're gonna win.
Once
the
Ravens win, the Ravens win.
That's all good. Hey, look, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and Thunder. I love you, Mark. Hold on a second. We're ready to come right back. After this commercial break, we're going to return to the Voice Sports Radio Show with my man, Sudan Ellison, and a special guest for the first time on to the Voice Sports Show coming up next. Let's go.
Coach Lombardi. Coach Shula. Coach Landry. Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit USAFootball.com, the official youth football partner of the NFL.
Looking for football news at every level? Then look no further. The National Sports Report and NSRFootball.com are proud to present NSR Sports Radio. Join your host, Coach P, as we break down the trending topics in the NFL, the NCAA, high school football, youth football, and beyond. Also joining us are former NFL quarterback Akili Smith and Coach David Riley in our Ask the Duck segment. These two guys have over 25 years of football experience, and they are waiting to share it with you. Join all the action every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the National Sports Report. Football news at every level.
You said keep it PG 13? Okay, I got you. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Put Voice Sports up in your internet browser as Voice Sports Radio comes to you every Thursday night right here on the National Sports Report. That's right. Don't forget to download the podcast at www.nsrfootball.com. Call in tonight. That's right. 646-668-2526. Be a part of the Hotline Bling. Let's go.
Collect your favorite NFL players. Upgrade with stars from the past and present. And dominate your rivals on the field. This is the next level of fantasy football. This is where the season never ends. This is where legends are made. This is Madden Ultimate Team.
You are listening to the Voice Sports Radio Show, and as always, at the 850 hour, we got my man, the biggest man on campus, Sudan Ellington. What's going on, Sudie? What's good?
Hey, what's going on, big brother? Just getting ready for another good week of football, man.
I know, that's right. I got a surprise for you, Sudie.
You got a surprise for me?
Yeah, I got a surprise for you.
Usually
when you catch me at the field and you run into me at the press box, you usually run into somebody else.
Oh, man. Don't tell me my honorary coach.
Guess who's getting ready to make their Voice Sports debut for the first time? Piggy, you on the line?
Surprise!
What's up, coach? How you doing, girl?
I'm good. It's been a while.
Oh, that is great. Hey, this is the future, y'all. If you didn't think women could do sports as well as guys, let me tell you, my girl right here, she know her stuff. So watch out for her.
Hey, man, I wanted to get an opportunity to let her talk to you a little bit about what she's doing over at Octagon Hill before we start talking about the big man as far as this trench work. So, Pink, go ahead, run down a little what's going on over there at Octagon Hill.
Well, I would say for starters, over at the beautiful and home, my loved Clippers, we are now unofficially undefeated 3-0, going up against Potomac, going up against Crossland, going up against who else? We're about to be Shula next. But so-wise, Crossland, I would say we did the best because JV took that win on their home field with 36 to 10 just to come back to our home turf and for Varsity to lay it down on them with a perfect 60 to zip.
Okay.
It was beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey, Sue, you do you know how pleased I am to see her walk in the house sometime and she be in here Oxen Hill down and talking about certain game scenarios and how somebody missed a block or dropped a pass? Or, man, it's a joy to be able to sit down and talk football with your baby.
Well, we did watch film like a few days ago, and like some of the coaches let me put him up and put him sometimes. Like it was one game versus, I do say it was Carlson. One of the players was standing up. Like instead of him being in his ready position, I pointed it out and he saw his mistake and corrected it.
That's what it's about. Now, Sue,
I can't really say nothing for the linemen because they was actually doing their job, was working with the block and was doing flawlessly with the block too.
Now, Sue, we've been tag teaming on this Big Sudan Big Man Award. I got four individuals right now that I think will fit the criteria. I want to get like three more before the season is out, but I want you to drop your information on Big Skills Academy. So a lot of these players around the league, whether you from youth level all the way to seminar school, can get that trench work.
Of course. And I made it simple for everybody, man. We've been in the lab revamping. BigSkillsAcademy.com is our new website. BigSkills Academies.com. You can follow us on Instagram. Big Skills Instagram is Big Skill Acad. And then our Twitter, a new account is Big Skills Academy. This is
I'm a witness. Y'all need to go follow. Y'all need to go follow.
So this is what we're creating to highlight the guys that put in that work. I know quarterbacks and receivers, they get that highlight, but this is a platform for linemen. And not only just our youth linemen, I got college coaches, I got elite high school coaches watching these up-and-coming guys. So we want to build that platform. We're going to break down film on you. We're going to tell you what you need to work on, how to be recruitable as a lineman. So, you know, follow us, check it out. We'll have a May mini camp with our college guys. So all the guys in the DMV that's local, that's coming home, tell your teammates. We're going to have a big situation coming in to the DMV, and then we'll have a high school showcase. All linemen will have coaches from 1AA, 1A, Division II, Division III coming to just recruit high school linemen. I don't want no other position. It's only linemen. So it's time for us linemen to create and build out what we do the best, and that's protect.
There it is. Support my man, Big Sudan. Piggy, keep doing your thing. I want to bring in somebody really special that y'all never had a chance to hear from. He has an outstanding show on NSR. My man.
What's going on, Big Wayne? What's going on, brother? Can you hear me?
You go. What's good, Coach?
Man, we just trying to do this youth football takeover, man, with our live streams, man, and then, of course, with the show. And I just want to let all your listeners know, man, that this show right here, man, has had over 50,000 listeners over the 25 shows. I mean, that is phenomenal when you're talking about online radio. We do about 5 podcasts and 2 live shows, and this is our second highest rated show with minimal promotion. Man, you're really doing your thing. So just wanted to let all your listeners know, man, you're a superstar, brother. I'm just happy to be along for the ride.
Man, come on. I would never be at the dance if you ain't played the music. I appreciate you, and I want you to get an opportunity to talk a little more about a couple of other shows. I know we're getting close to the cut card, and the voice jam already ready to rock. So if you want to throw a shout-out for the radio shows, shout-out to my man, Killy Smith, my man, and many
Absolutely.
More. Go ahead, do your thing.
Absolutely, man. First, like you said, shout-out to Akili, man. We do an Air It Out podcast every week. We also do a recruiting roadmap podcast that is all about recruiting, and we done had coaches from the NFL to top high school coaches to top college coaches come on and talk about recruiting and the recruiting process. Also, we do a brother-to-brother podcast, which is me and my brother. We do that podcast, and by the way, he's the offensive coordinator at your alma mater, Eastern High School. So shout out to Eastern High School and what they're doing over there. And again, of course, we got the Voice. Absolutely, we got the Voice show, and then our show, the National Sports Report podcast. So those are the shows we got coming up. The Arlen Harris show. He's an ex-NFL player. All Hall of Fame guys who will be his guests on the show. And we definitely got to have you on the National Sports Report, man, because like I said, you are a superstar, my brother. So that's pretty much in a nutshell what we're doing as far as the podcast and the radio shows.
We're going to get a chance to talk a little more next week as we come back. It's been a great show. It's been behind the scenes, you have no clue. But I'm happy that we're able to step forward and do what we do week in and week out. Coming up next, your Voice Jam. Hey, when my homies called by Tupac, I had a close friend of mine. I got a phone call earlier this week that he went into ICU and wasn't doing good. I had to stop by and go see him. They wouldn't let me up to the floor, so I said what I was going to do is I was going to spend something just for him. We're going to do the Voice Jam right here and close it out this week. I want to thank all the guests, all the listeners, and all those who continue to follow us. Hit us up on Facebook at the Voice Sports page, Voice Sports Radio Show, and as always, www.nsrfootball.com. Let's ride out.
Need me a song, no matter who the foe, they must fall. Us against.